should say. Good evening to RBN listeners. This is the Barden Report from republicbroadcasting.org in Round Rock, Texas. PJ Barden is my name, and I'm over here in the UK in Wales, and it's pretty frosty and snowy today. First real belt of winter coming through today. We're supposed to get 8 inches of snow in the next 12 hours and 70 mile an hour winds. I'm watching my, in the dark here, out the window, my telephone line being slung around. Well, we'll see how I think it'll stay up for the program. But anyway, I'll keep, I won't bore, we're on a few UK stories today in the first hour, but I won't bore people with Brexit. It's a very, very boring subject. It wouldn't mean anything to people in the States, but Britain is still negotiating the divorce with the European Union, which is all in favour of my politics, etc., etc. But, sorry, just go back on the other system now. The there's so much going on in the world. A California story, I'll keep that for later on a batch here. But just reading a story here about Amazon. I mean, they're absolutely vile people. Their warehouse staff falling asleep on the job because they'll have to work so hard and get so long hours. And they've been fined so many times for labor, abusive labor practices. It's shocking. But the BBC did an undercover documentary with staff with hidden cameras, et cetera, which drove Amazon insane. But just watching all of that carry on, I say to people, Google, Facebook, Twitter, and Amazon, they are the triumvirate of the producers of fake news and on the attack on every level of our lives. They really are on every level. But the other thing, if it's not Google and Amazon, it's the banks. And I'm reading a story here as well from Cashpoints. They're now just trying to get to this cashless society. They're pulling cash machines away from people, shutting them down, the banks, all over Britain. But 40 a day being shut down. It says 1 in 10 towns and villages could lose free ATMs as banks squabble over fees. Well, a lot of the trouble, I think, that started in the banking 20 years ago when they started free banking. They had to get the money back from somewhere. And free banking should not have been allowed. It should have been an agreed price for the government for bank accounts, and that's it. But the skullduggery of the banks since they started doing so-called free banking, it's scandal after scandal after scandal, not to mention the RBS gargantuan bust that happened here with the bank bust in 2008. The court cases on that alone are going to cost them another $50 billion, where they maliciously and viciously bust companies to swallow up their assets. It was a massive, massive bust. And the government bought into it had to bail it out $80 billion, which they will never get back. It's now kind of accepted that it will take more than 10 or 20 years to privatise back the Royal Bank of Scotland, owned by the government at the moment, in the shocking 2008 bust. Well, there's those who say we're on the very edge of a mega, of the ultimate final Armageddon bust. Is very, very close. And again, we cover this on this program and many programs on RBN. But, come later on, I come to a piece on Merkel, who's Angela Merkel scrambling, and the Christmas deadline coming up against her. She's a transitional chancellor. She's not allowed to do very much because she hasn't formed a government. And she's trying to form a government with Martin Schulz, the socialist. She's the CDU, the Christian Democrats. But he is nailing her on immigration, which has destroyed Germany on. And it's the real reason that Brexit happened in Britain as well. Well, I'll come to a story later on, which is well laid out in the Daily Mail, about that. But I'll just read the story about cash points, and I'm sure it's going on over America as well, to try and, again, attack us at every level. And 1 in 10 towns and villages could lose their free cash machines in Britain. Banks, including RBS and Lloyds, want to cut in fees they pay when their customers use ATMs run by other firms. Well, they contract it out again, you see. But the operators of those that dispensing machines warned the lower revenue would make the machines uneconomical. The industry association said scrapping them could leave up to 5,000 of the country's 48,000 towns and villages without free cash points. A campaigner said pensioners and small businesses such as shops and pubs would be worst hit. But they're just trying to corral us around and kick us around. And we have this cluck of a chancellor, Philip Hammond, which everybody, he was a Remainer anyway, but at every level he's trying to undermine his own government's efforts to negotiate a Brexit deal with Brussels. And May nearly got kicked out of office this week by her own party, but she pulled off a deal with the EU, phase one of the Brexit negotiations. She pulled off a deal which included this famous Irish border situation, which is going to remain the same between Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland. But she survived by the skin of her teeth, and you could say she was kind of bailed out by the European Union. But the next phase is on trade, and we have 1 year to make a total deal on trade and the absorption of 60,000 EU laws, excuse me. And, for instance, example, Canada, it took Canada 15 years to negotiate a free trade deal with the European Union. So we supposedly are going to do this in 1 year. Well, stand by. I don't think that will happen somehow. But and then if it's not the banks, as I say, Amazon, we have Uber, this despicable organization, which should not be allowed to operate in any country. They are invaded the taxi business in London through this app, and these private hire drivers, most of them immigrants, they got themselves into big trouble now because a class action case was taken by one of their drivers about benefits. They are full-time workers, the majority of them. You can clock on and clock off for an hour's work, 10 hours, any hours you like. But some of them are having to work incredible hours, which is quite dangerous, driving a car, and to earn minimum wage. And also their apps, their data has been hacked, and they're in trouble with that, with the Mayor of London and Transport of London, and that case is in the law courts at the moment. But again, everything that comes off the internet as a business ends up in the category of crime or sharp practice and dirty dealing. And as they're saying here, Uber broke the law by covering up its hack that hit customers. Uber was last night accused of another cover-up after a minister suggested it played down the number of British customers affected by a cyber hack. Pressure mounted on the taxi app when Digital Minister Matt Hancock confirmed there was a high chance the firm had broken UK data protection laws. Well, we know they have. And just trying to get to the figure how many people were hacked. The personal information of 57 million users worldwide was hacked. I mean, there's no end to this. As John McAfee says, there's no such thing as privacy with computers. You need two computers, one for the internet and one for your own private work that is not connected to the internet. That is the only answer. Barring all this antivirus software and all the rest is another racket. And so I have two or three systems here. But I still got hacked and attacked about 6 months ago. But that, I won't bore people with the details, but Uber is a destructive situation. They don't pay tax nationally. It's like Amazon and Apple. And that other outfit, the coffee outfit, their name, the same. They owe years and years of tax here in the UK. And again, it's still going on. But, and in the same vein as saying here, Google uses your phone to track you even if you think you've turned it off. Google has been tracking customers' movements via their mobile phones even when they have disabled functions allowing this. And those with Android devices which use the web giant's operating system, everybody knows that's a suspect system, have been unwittingly sending their location to the company whenever they are, wherever they are in the range of a mobile mast. The firm admitted it has been using customers' phones to find out where masts are sighted, even if they have removed the SIM card or switch off the location. Well, there's another function in the phone that the police can use to track the phone even if the SIM card is removed. But criminals on a regular basis buy cheap mobile phones and throw them in the river. They said there is more mobile phones in the River Thames in London belonging to journalists who were hacking phones in the 90s and 20s. It's just shocking. But... And Google said the data was immediately discard it. Do you believe that? And promise to update phones to prevent it happening in the future. I mean, this is the creature I read out last week. What do you call him? Schmidt, Eric Schmidt, who said that the American people were too stupid to decipher what was fake news and what was not. That's the level of contempt he has for his customers. Absolute, total, utter contempt. There's just absolutely no end to it on any level. But and again, I know I'm just reading out a list of things here where we've been swindled. And speed cameras, yes. The most profitable speed camera in Britain is, according to here, the streets paved with gold. Drivers fined £7 million at one junction in 4 months. Not good money. And they probably designed the junction so you get trapped anyway. I'll just read out this story here. I believe it's just as bad in Texas and in America. Almost £7 million in fines has been handed to motorists at a single junction in London in 4 months. Restrictions, let's look up the junction, knowledge of London, it's in the city of London, the financial district. Almost £7 million of fines has been handed to motorists at a single junction in London. Restrictions have been imposed at Bank Junction, a six-way intersection in the heart of the capital's financial district, a part of a trial safety scheme, which is jammed up with traffic most of the day. New rules mean all vehicles except for buses and bikes are banned from driving through the area, one of the most dangerous in London, on weekdays between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. But a Freedom of Information request by the Daily Mail has found that since the scheme began, thousands have been caught crossing the intersection, generating millions of fines. Drivers have claimed that they were unaware of the restrictions, with one motorist even managing to receive more than 10 fines. And I think 65 quid, I'll come up to the fine line in a second. Between May 22nd and September 17th this year, 106,000 fines were issued. The total cost of the penalty charges charged at, £130 a hit, or £65 if paid within 14 days, has reached 6,900,000 quid for the cops and the council. Of those, the number of unpaid fines is worth 2 million. The money goes to the City of London Corporation Authority Enforcing Scheme, the local council, yeah. Well, in Westminster, the borough of Westminster in London, just briefly, when you go in there, if you're lucky enough to get a parking space, the meters don't take money or cards. You have to phone a number, get a code, phone it in, and pay on your phone, and then the machine will release the ticket. But by the time you do that, you've probably got a ticket on your car anyway. One of the most vicious parking spots in Britain is the borough of Westminster. But there's this other cluck of a politician here. Tory MP Julian Knight, chairman of the All-Party Parliamentary Group for Fair Fuel Questions, if targeting drivers was reasonable, that everyone recognises that this is an accident black spot, but the only answer, but its only answer is to slap fines on motorists. Anyway, it goes on and on and on about this. But it's, again, another attack on the individual. And then we move on to, again, scandal upon scandal upon scandal. These current scandals, all these university honorary chairmen and what's they call them here? I'll come down to the name here in a minute. Vice-chancellors. These are usually celebrity people being paid £250,000 a year just to chair a few meetings, go to a few debates, and they're getting £250,000 a year. That's the kind of money these universities have to kick around. Going on in America, that's going on in Britain. And they're saying here, a university vice-chancellor was given £230,000 golden goodbye in his final month, it emerged yesterday. In the latest example of university bosses being given enormous sums, Professor Michael Farthing, that's ironic, his name is Farthing, that used to be an old denomination here, quarter of a penny. Michael Farthing was handed the money upon his departure from the University of Sussex. News of the payoff came as Lord Adonis, another creature, branded university chiefs, latter-day prince bishops, that's a peculiar phrase, and demanded an independent inquiry into the scandal of their pay. Professor Farthing, who left Sussex in August 2016 after 9 years at the helm at do-nothing job, an absolute status job, was given a package worth £252,000 for that month, said the Times Higher Education magazine. But anyway, there have been five or six stories about that. One vice chancellor, who is not part of the teaching system, it's just a token celebrity role, was paid £500,000 by Bath University for that job. And another one, a laughable situation. Jeremy Clarkson is rightly giving out about this. He was nearly killed in a driverless car. I mean, they're talking about electric cars in Britain and also driverless cars. If 15% of the car stock in this country went electric, the national grid would collapse every morning. That's established. And these clucks of ministers saying that they're going to pay subsidies for and invest government money in electric cars was a joke. And then Philip Hammond, who is definitely a manic depressive, said in his budget that he was going to invest money. This is where the national debt is costing about $100 billion a year interest in driverless cars. Well, Jeremy Clarkson was testing one recently in his new program, The Grand Tour, and he said it went out of control and nearly killed him. And he's done a special piece on it, I believe, and he's quite, you know, sarcastic. And it's on The Grand Tour, I think, coming up in a week or two's time. The new series is running now. I did send John Stafford a thing about that. I'll just read a piece, what he says here. Clarkson. Plans to boost funding for driverless cars will be unveiled by Theresa May today. Oh, good. The Prime Minister will join Chancellor Philip Hammond, that's him, and Business Secretary Greg Clark on a visit to the West Midlands today to outline plans of investing an extra $80 billion in general research and development. Oh, $80 billion. Like, the National Health Service is screaming for an extra $5 billion to keep going, and they're investing in driverless cars. These people are absolutely mentally disturbed. It says around $900 million will go on driverless cars, which could become a regular sight. I doubt it. I really do doubt it. But just switching back to another system here. we'll see what happens. $900 million. I don't believe what I'm reading here. I didn't pre-read this, but it's disturbed. I'm trying to find out what Clarkson has said. Where is it? Because he does some very nasty pieces. I can't find Clarkson's piece. But those who follow him on Amazon Prime, I believe it is, the new series they're doing. And it's starting this weekend, I believe. But anyway, we're coming up to the first break, and we'll be back in about 3 or 4 minutes.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with Veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
In for the break and the Barden Report. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. BJ Barden is my name, and we're trawling through some of the bizarre things of life in Britain. I'll try to share it a bit, but it's not just America. We are being taxed into the ground and being hammered by government and by multinationals at every single level. And again, the NHS, which is in perpetual crisis, desperately needs, genuinely needs an extra £5 billion a year, which it didn't get. It got £1.5 billion out of £2 billion. But the same cluck of a chancellor who just issued his budget for the year is giving money for research into driverless cars. I mean, what kind of insanity is that? And which they said Clarkson was nearly killed in one recently, testing it for his program. Well, it used to be Top Gear, now it's called the Grand Tour. And then I'll just deal with that just briefly. Everybody knows that Clarkson and Top Gear was the top BBC program for 10 years. It really was fantastic. It's making hundreds of millions of pounds for the BBC. And at one stage, Clarkson part-owned the name Top Gear. But because he had an altercation with a producer at the end of a day's filming who didn't organize a meal for them, and he punched the guy, just a bit of a fracas, the BBC fired him. He was warned about some of his comments. You know, he makes very nasty comments about every race of people in place. But they fired him. But what happened was the goose that laid the golden egg for the BBC was Top Gear. And for instance, some of the statistics, it made hundreds of millions of pounds for them. It the place where it's filmed, apart from the film reports in Guildford, an airfield, and an aircraft hangar they have to have there because so many people want to see the show. And they get 2,500 people in there for each Sunday it's on, and they have people like Jay Leno on and different things. And film and reports, etc., that you, or if anybody watches it, knows what it's about. But the waiting list for tickets was 18 years. 18 years. But the BBC sacked Clarkson, and then what happened was Clarkson, James May, and Richard Hammond, and their lifelong producer, which is Andy Millman, was walked from the BBC, walked out. And they've absolutely screwed the BBC because they put an idiot like Chris Evans and Matt LeBlanc running it, and it's lost about two-thirds of its viewers now. But the three, the gruesome threesome, that's a foursome, which is Clarkson, May, and Hammond are now with Amazon Prime, and they're going around the world making this program the Grand Tour, and they're doing very well on it. But just another example of insanity and stupidity, where political correctness, that's what happened. The BBC is overlaid with political correctness at every level. Like they've got, they have, what do you call it, quota systems inside about gender and race and all this kind of crap. And they actually have a program, which is fair tribute to the BBC, called W1A. I shouldn't be going into it because people can't see it in America, which is a piss take on the BBC of political correctness with Hugh Bonneville. And it's very, very funny, but you can get to see bits of it on YouTube. It's called W1A, and all these virtual meetings they have are absolutely nothing. But that's going on and on and on and on. But just to go back to the NHS, they've now introduced in Britain for the first time a few 2 years ago, has cut down the number of foreign doctors. Britain relies heavily on foreign doctors and nurses because they don't produce enough here themselves. But one doctor here says, would you want a doctor convicted of manslaughter to care for your child? And this woman here is a doctor. The doctor involved is Dr. B-A-W-A Garba, Nigeria. And she's been reinstated into the NHS. Can you believe that? And one of the other reasons, I won't go into her case, it's very complicated, but one of the reasons that there's a chronic shortage of doctors is they now apply a proper English test. Why they didn't do that before, which is a life and death situation, being able to read prescriptions and drug things, etc., etc. But it's chronically short. And even though this another shortage today I read about was, slightly contradicts Brexit. There's a shortage of 50,000 HGV drivers in Britain. And that's because they're upping the ante, having to get these three. You need three types of license to drive a truck in Britain, and a CPC certificate. Very complex, which is European Union rules. You are tuned in. But it's one of the many reasons we need to get of the Visit European Union for sure. Publicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Coming back in for the break. Sorry, I missed going out to the break there, Ken. I wasn't watching the clock, but I have the thing stuck up on my screen now. But we were talking about we're being attacked by government, and we're being attacked by political correctness and the banks and the multinationals and legislation. If it's not one thing, it's another. But just a quick example of out-of-control border, out-of-control immigration, like they have in America. Seizures of ammunition and weapons at Britain's border almost trebled last year. Officials confiscated 110 real and 353 imitation firearms at rail, air, and seaports. The border force also seized 5,800 firearms-related items, including pepper spray and stun guns. Police and the security services are just desperate to keep such weapons out of the hands of Islamic State. Inspired militants. Investigators are also concerned that continued attempts by organized crime gangs, particularly from Eastern Europe, to obtain guns. The gangsters use the weapons to run lucrative drugs and human trafficking rackets around the world. But again, the European Union is a disgrace on this one. This outfit called Interpol, which is basically a paper-pushing operation. Interpol is just an even owning a pair of handcuffs. It's a joke organization. But again, I'll come to a story now at the end of this hour today about Merkel, how she's getting hammered, and she may not be able to form a government. It's an absolute disgrace, and you can get a fly into Britain on a visa, on a visitor's visa. You can come here by car, ferry, or you can come on the underground tunnel from France, which is the Eurostar. And there's numerous ways of getting in here, but every other day of the week, trucks are being stopped and immigrants found in the back of trucks on a massive scale. And most of them now are coming from North Africa. But so there were also a rise in the number of offensive weapons seized by border forces from 8,900 to 10,000 in the last year. But that's, again, going on at a pace. And then we have in education here a terrible, creepy little creature. Archbishop of West of Canterbury, head of the Anglican Church worldwide, Justin Welby. Political correctness spews out of him. And he's saying we must embrace the complex modern families, right? This is the man who has compromised every church as such Christian principle in the book. And it says here, just briefly, the Archbishop of Canterbury yesterday warned that churches must learn to live with a world in which families were no longer led only by married couples. Even the Church of England schools are now filled with children from myriad combinations of men, women, and children. And children, the Most Reverend Justin Welby said, in a speech that pointed at a fresh direction for the church's attitude towards marriage, the Archbishop said, in the last 40 years, there has been a great shift in the understanding and reality of family life. He threw his support behind the idea that different forms of families can provide a stable home, adding, the family, however, experienced in the place where we can be at our strongest and most secure. Talk about convoluted English. Last night, his intervention provoked protests from evangelicals and social conservatives who said the church should be standing up for marriage, not Justin Welby. Archbishop Welby offered his view on the modern understanding of family life in the lecture during a visit to the Christian leaders in Moscow. Well, the Russian, a lot of Anglicans in Britain who do go to church are leaving the Church of England and joining the Russian Orthodox Church, which is getting very strong in Britain. And it is a truly Christian church, that is fair to say. They have never compromised their principles. They're not fundamentalist, that is fair to say, about the Russian Orthodox. Just getting back to the last thing I'll do about Britain and connected to America. To politics here in Britain. But Angela Merkel, a lot of people presuming she was re-elected. No, she's in transition. She's a caretaker, chancellor, prime minister, if you like. And she got 33% of the vote down from 52. And the result in Germany was a mess because of her activity of bringing in 2 million immigrants to Germany. And it's the figures here are shocking. Welfare payments in Germany rose 73% in 1 year to 9.2 billion in 2016 compared to the previous year. And Merkel's vote share went down from 41.5% to 32%. And a new party, Alternative for Germany, got 90 seats out of the 709 seats. First time out, a very, very strong result. They won't go into coalition with her. The Greens would, of course. They're the communists of Europe now. And Martin Schulz, who was head of the European Parliament for a number of years, a hardcore socialist, he refused her. But now the president of Germany have told the two of them to get together, and they may knock out a deal before Christmas. But he is going to exact a massive price for his participation in a government with Merkel. And another statistic here. More than a fifth of Germany's population is a foreign-born, right? 20% official figures. 17 million out of 81 million were born abroad and had at least one foreign-born partner. Okay, Germany has a problem of it's an aging population like Britain, that's for sure. And the birth rate of the white population is now, it takes 2.2, I think, to maintain the population, is down to 1.8 and 1.3 in the different countries here. It's just shocking. And some other statistic out of this report about Merkel, he said, where the newcomers are coming from in Germany. Syria, 268 million, quarter million, 268 million came from Syria in the last years. Afghanistan, 228,000 came from Syria, 127,000 from Afghanistan, 97,000 from Iraq, 26,000 from Iran, 19,000 from Eritrea, 17,000 from Albania, 15,000 from Pakistan, 15,000 unidentified, yeah, and Nigeria 12,000, Russia 12,000. But it'll be interesting to see if Merkel can form a government, or she has to go back and have another general election in the new year. But that's to carry on with Merkel. But they're saying here, could this be the end of Merkel? Well, I certainly hope so. But again, Germany is paralyzed with political correctness. People are afraid to stand up and talk about immigration because of, again, crippled with political correctness. But anyway, go back to the major stories of the day, which affects everybody across the world, about this plastic pollution in the oceans. And they're saying we breathe in, not just in the ocean, in the air, 130 bits of plastic every day. That was a shock for me to read this piece here. And they're saying here, plastic pollution has become so widespread that we may be inhaling up to 130 tiny pieces a day, fibers from fleece and polyester clothing and particles from urban dust and car tires are the biggest sources of so-called microplastics in the air. The tiny specks are lighter than air and could cause asthma, heart disease, and autoimmune conditions, according to research and single reveals washing a single polyester garment can produce 1,900 plastic fibers. Ooh, that is news to me. One thing that I see in Herefordshire in this area where they sight a school at a junction where trucks slow down and change gear and move around the junction, and they say the pollution from heavy vehicles at a junction is about 10 times higher than normal. The size of a school in Herefordshire beside this junction. The plastic pollution is on the rise as more and more synthetic clothing is produced. Well, we've had all this cheap clothing from China for the last 25 years. Well, it's not cheap anymore. While only people working with plastic fibers are known to develop respiratory problems, experts say the pollution is so widespread that it may now pose a risk to everyone's health. The study's author, Dr. Joana Riga, from the University of Portugal, this evidence suggests that an individual lungs could be exposed to between 26 to 130 airborne microplastic particles per day, would cause a risk to human health, she says. Anyway, this is yet another one, not just plastic in the sea. They did get rid of plastic bags here in Wales, and you have to pay 5p for a bag, for a plastic bag that will degrade normally and quickly. But again, a story that wouldn't mean anything to people in America, but Alan Jones, an outstanding broadcaster, used to be a tenor singer. BBC suspending these people right, left, and centre if they have an allegation of sexual harassment against them. And a lot of these are made up, these sexual harassment cases are just people just trying to get money. And a shocking story here that's going on in the BBC. But to get back to California, the United States. And they're saying here California government criminalizing the teaching of trade skills to youth. They said all education must be government approved. Well, we'll come to that story in a second. Well, we have a caller, recognize the name, Jenna in Washington. Hello, Jenna.
Good evening. Hi, PJ. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Very good, very good. You're trying to keep warm here, but that's not too hard. How are you? What's it like up there in Washington State?
It's dipping down in the freezing zone, so it's a little chilly. But we've had some dry weather,
uh-huh.
And usual, you know, there is no usual anymore. But with all the fires down in California, and talk of how much aluminum is the cause of, well, the aluminum particulates that have, you know, been sprayed on California being volatile land. So, it's very wet up here, so I don't think that could happen, but you never know. But the reason that I did call was back on the immigration. I have watched many different news briefs on immigration in Europe, and something refreshing that Nikki Rapana brought up as Woman of the Year in her perspective is Marine Le Pen of France.
Yeah, and, Marine Le Pen, yeah.
Yeah, and she is outspoken against a communitarianism. And I really like her. And since Nikki has posted she's been making really nice videos. And Nikki Rapana, she's the one that has done all the work and created the Anti-Communitarian League. You know, so she's been focusing on this, for 13 years. But I was thinking she would be a great interview.
Yeah, she's a friend of, I'll probably get to her. I know what you say is correct, but in France, Marine Le Pen is very strong in anti-immigration. But Marine Le Pen is a hard socialist, by the way. On all her other views, she's socialist. There's a very perverse mentality in France. This is particular to France. I was saying that to John Stafmiller recently. The French are not comparable with any other race politically in the Western world. They're very perverse the way they voted. And, for instance, Marine Le Pen is very strong in northern France, and there's shocking poverty in northern France and in northern Paris. And what percentage of the vote did she get? 5%. 5%. So I can't figure that out. She got 35% in the total election. But the French went for this, this creature. I have too many things in my head at the moment. Macron. And he is a globalist Rothschild's banker, posturing and pretending he's this, that, and the other. And they voted for him.
Wow.
And it's just shocking. That's what I'm reading out today. I try to explain the perverseness of life we live in, but you're still battling bureaucracy up there in Washington, yeah?
Well, I guess finding the allegiance of people, in common with our, just open thinking and. I'm not battling bureaucracy. I'm just kind of very removed from any kind of social order. That's what I can say. But
trying to find like-minded people that are normal. That's a bit of a job today, isn't it?
Well, yeah. We've got the internet and we've got the telephone, and we can share ideas this way and that. And trying to figure out, what's going on, making heads or tails of it. So I'm glad there is a communication line here. I appreciate it. And
but,
from what we've been...
All of us, myself including this room, try and put the tip to balance to 50% to describing the problem and maybe 50% providing people who can solve the problem. That's really... we should all try and stick to that rule. But the criminal class in politics is just now gone beyond all. It's just at a federal level, etc. It's just shocking. I mean, Trump he's certainly 10,000 times better than Hillary Clinton, but he half understands most issues. And the Bundys trial, that's thankfully they're out of prison, but they still have to go through this ridiculous trial. But there you are. But how is the chainsaw man up there that you're associated with, Brian.
Oh, very, very good. Very good.
Right.
Yep.
Very good. Yeah,
One of our projects that we're doing, cedar from beginning to end. Some cedar trees came down in the summer, milled them, and now we're building a 100-foot-long fence, side fence.
Very good.
Yeah, so...
I was a fencing contract partner. That's very good. Probably too good a quality. It's too good a quality to burn as firewood, is it? Cedar is very good building material. Yeah,
absolutely.
Indeed,
yeah, it's very eye catching, beautiful. Yeah, so it's a work of art in my opinion.
And can I inquire? You did a piece on the program I don't ask you any confidence. How is your son doing? You said your son, I had a kind of a young person I was looking after who had a lot of emotional problems. How is he doing right now?
Well, the little bit of news that I got is that he is interested in a welding class.
I see. Well, okay, hang on to that. Hang on there. We'll take this break and we'll come back to you after this break in about 3 minutes.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Back in on the last break of the hour, and we're talking to Jenna in Washington, and switch back to the system. You're saying there, just describe, you described the problem before, so not, he had a young adolescent who had emotional problems in his development, but he's settling down now, is he?
Yep, and he's getting his plan together, because I believe he'll be 18 and on his own in about a year and a half, so my sister is advising him to go find a job and get out there in the world. Something refreshing I did find on the internet this week was YouTube by a young, spry young man in the Midwest named Matthew North. And great videos. He looks just like Zadi. And I was like, you know, that's the direction this kid, I was hopeful that Zadi would want to see the truth for what it is. It's, I think there's people out there that are seeking the truth because it can be so difficult to identify what is truth. And
I sure was. Children have been taught in school
right,
that there's no such
taught,
thing.
Absolutely. And that's where Zadi, you know, there was a divergence because what I was saying is the truth and what we should value and pursue, he was being taught otherwise. And there were other people that were opposing my viewpoints, and that's where he went in a different direction. And I'm like, oh, you're just missing the whole point of the opportunities by not being in the school system. And he was
no. Core and all these things in education, which are perverse. But he will do an apprenticeship, will he?
Well, I'm hopeful. You know, if he can keep the confidence and momentum going. But again, yeah. I'm not a part of his life, and he's not looking for. You know, it's been 6 months since I've even talked to him, and a year and a half since I've seen him. So he's kind of out there on his own.
I have an extended family like that as well, by the way.
And there's just so much to be said for the fatherless society and, you know, what that brings about. How is that going to work out?
Well, it's shocking. So, and that and the modern people are sick, hear me attacking it, but this Facebook and Google and these apps on phones and young people glued to their phones, it is destructive. If they could just get to the point, in schools they need a lot of new simple subjects like how to talk to each other, etc., and communicate with people.
Right.
That should be a well-rounded personality as opposed to reaching...
I remember going to, like, in the grade school, there was a parent invite from the PTA about the safety of the Internet, and my mind immediately went to... You know, the Internet is not safe because of the Wi-Fi and because of the addictive qualities, da-da-da-da-da. But really, it was like a teacher training parents on how to, like, be looming over your child's shoulder to make sure that they're maneuvering in safe ways. So safety has a new, you know, there's so many. Yeah, I understand.
No matter who you are. That's okay. Well, thank you for that. We're finishing up on this hour, but thank you, and keep in touch, and I'll talk to you. I'll give you a call soon.
Thanks
a lot.
Thanks, DJ. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.